Drev Shabbos. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year. Today is not Friday, today is in fact Erev Shabbos, and we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Our series is generously sponsored by our dear friends, Zipporah and Mendy Fishman, Aschus for Chaya, Rivka Bas Zipporah, Fredel in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Harav Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. We have been learning this wonderful Sefer by the Nedvorna Rebbe of Yerushalayim about Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. And one of the things that he mentioned, we spoke last week, is that if we can say, if we articulate, if we utter the words L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh to honor the Shabbos, with all the preparation we do, we transform these from mundane, profane objects into instruments and tools of holiness. And so I got a beautiful email this week from a holy Yid, a holy Jew, not in Florida, not in New York, somewhere else, who was determined as he went shopping for Shabbos that he was going to, as he purchased and ordered everything, he'd say, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, the herring, the deli, the mustard, the everything, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. When he got to the counter, as he writes, the non-Jewish Latino man said to him, and as he handed him his package, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. What a kosher store that the workers are trained to say, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. We should do that every week. We should do that especially this week. And that's what I want to speak about. We'll take a break from the Nevona Rebbe's Sefer. We'll come back to it. But this Shabbos Chevra, this is the last Shabbos of the year. Rosh Hashanah is Monday night. So this is the final Shabbos of the year. And you might say, okay, that's a fascinating observation of the calendar, but it's much more than that. It is something much bigger than that. The Pri Tzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, said that when Chazal told us that Tichla Hashanah v'kilo l'osev, v'tochel Hashanah u'birch l'oseha, let the year and its curses end, and let the year and its blessings begin, it was talking about the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. That Tichlas Hashanah, the year can begin already, the Shabbos before. We know that Shabbos already has the energy of whatever is going to come that coming week. So if Rosh Hashanah is in that week that will follow, that Shabbos already has that energy, that character, that identity of Shabbos, of what's coming that week. So writes the Pri Tzadik in Tzavim, B'Shabbos Shekodim Rosh Hashanah Shekvar Utachal Hashanah Birchoseha, that the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, where already the new year, you can taste. We don't watch a ball drop. We see ourselves rise. We're getting ready. You could already begin to feel Rosh Hashanah this Shabbos. Don't dip the apple in the honey just yet. Don't eat the pomegranate just yet. Don't say Malchi Yashofer Zichronos just yet. But this Shabbos already carries the energy, the excitement, the anticipation, the freshness, the newness, the renewal of Rosh Hashanah. So he writes, Koran Parshas HaTshuva, Sheshabbos Zeman Tshuva. So what is it we read? Parshas Nitzavim, which has all about Tshuva Ad Hashem Elokecha, V'shav Hashem Elokecha, all these themes about Tshuva, about return and restoring, about rebooting and about resetting, about new beginnings and fresh opportunity, about embracing the present to redefine who we are right now. Sheshabbos Zeman Tshuva, U'V'shabbos Zeh Hazman L'Saken Kol Ha'Avar B'Shana Avra. Shabbos is the time that we take stock, as we've learned many times. On Friday, when we take a shower, we're not just cleaning ourselves physically. We should have the image and the idea that we're cleansing ourselves from whatever mistakes, blemishes, failures, however many times we fell this week. We're cleaning, we're rinsing, we're preparing, we're getting ready. Chayav Adam L'mashmesh Begadav Be'erev Shabbos. A person has to check their clothing, their pockets, make sure you're not carrying on Shabbos. That tzaddikim say, Chayav Adam L'mashmesh Bogdav. To be boged is to rebel. Check your rebelliousness. Did we rebel? Did we make mistakes? Did we come up short? Where weren't we our best selves? And how can we do better? Shabbos is that time. We're disconnected from all the noise and technology and to-dos of the week. Shabbos, we have a peace and a serenity and a harmony. We have space to think, to be. We stop doing. We're not a human doing. And finally, Shabbos, we can be a human being. And by being a human being, not just a human doing, all week long, we're a human doing. Shabbos comes and we're a human being. And as a human being, we have the space to think, to dream, to imagine, to grow, to change, to transform, to become who we want and who we're meant to be. So every Shabbos is a man of tshuva. But this Shabbos in particular, the last Shabbos of the year, says the Pri Tzadik, the Sfas Emes, and so many others, we're taking stock and we're doing tshuva not only on Mimashmesh Bibagdav of the week, but of the whole year, the last Shabbos of the year. Did we listen to enough turn Friday into Erev Shabbos? Did we practice enough turning Friday into Erev Shabbos? Did we eat a little Ta'ameh? Did we have the table set up when we woke up on Friday morning? Did we bring Shabbos in early and experience a Tosefis, an expanded Shabbos? Did we consciously receive our Neshama Yisera, our greater Neshama? Did we lean into Shabbos, like covered Shabbos Kodesh? All the things and all the themes, all the ideas and all the practices we've learned, we've promised, we've pledged. This is the Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year, that we ask ourselves, did we fulfill? Did we do it? Did we get there? Sfarim say, Chazal tell us that if the Jewish people would only keep two Shabbases, Miyad Nigal, and immediately would be redeemed. And there are many ideas which two Shabbases, Shabbos Chazon and Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos Hagadol, Shabbos Shuva, which two Shabbases. But one idea is the last Shabbos of the year and the first Shabbos of the year. Because if you lean in and experience, if you fully embrace the last Shabbos and the first Shabbos, then you fulfill Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha, Baruch Atah B'Voecha. Baruch atah b'tzeisecha, we can be blessed in the way we go out of the year. Let's go out with a bang. Let's go out with a great Shabbos. Let's go out with shalom bayis. Let's go out with bring Shabbos in early. Let's go out with being ready. And Shabbos finds us waiting for her instead of her waiting for us. Let's go out with a Shabbos meals with divrei Torah and song. Let's go out with Shabbos laughter. Let's go out with Shabbos davening and Shabbos learning. Let's go out, Baruch atah b'tzeisecha, and then we'll be zochet to Baruch atah b'voecha. We'll go out with a great Shabbos, and we'll come in and bring in with a great Shabbos. And lastly, one more idea. We saw a notion of Tosefa Shabbos. We've learned a lot about it. Midoraisa, midorabanan, before Shabbos, after Shabbos, but the idea that we don't minimize, we don't keep it the bare minimum of Shabbos when it happens automatically, when the sun goes down on Friday, and then when three stars come out on Motzei Shabbos. But Tosefis, we add on, we volunteer, we expand, we dwell, we show that we want as much Shabbos as we can get. So the Heilig Haslanim of the Beis Avraham says that Elul is to Tishrei what Erev Shabbos is to Shabbos. Let me say that again. Elul, preparing, getting ready, positioning ourselves. Elul is to Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Elul is to Tishrei what Erev Shabbos is to Shabbos. So says the Slonimer, if that's true, that Elul is to Tishrei what Erev Shabbos is to Shabbos, that means that just like there's an idea of Tosefis Shabbos, there's an idea of Tosefis Tishrei. We can schlep Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei in early with our attitude towards our Shabbos. So Chevra, this last Shabbos of the year, we're not going to meet again until next year. This last Shabbos of the year, I want to wish you a beautiful Shabbos, a holy, healthy, and happy Shabbos, and a Shabbos of tshuva, a Shabbos that we take stock on the Shabboses of the whole year. What do we get right? What do we get wrong? What could we do better? So that Baruch atah b'tzeisecha, we go out with a bang, a beautiful Shabbos, and then by being better, Baruch atah b'voecha, we can come in the first Shabbos of the year with a beautiful Shabbos as well. May it be a Shabbos. Turn your Friday into Erev Shabbos. Play some Shabbos music. Eat some Ta'ameh. Have your table set early. Be ready and waiting for Shabbos to begin. And then lean in. Be fully present, mindful. Have a Shabbos. The singing, the Divrei Torah, the stories, the games, the laughter, the love, the davening. Let it be your most beautiful Shabbos yet. Baruch atah b'tzeisecha, Baruch atah b'voecha.